Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. And let's start now in this offseason. We look at some of the backup battles for this team. Not necessarily who's going to get the first job and then the second, but who's going to fight for those second spots. And the first one that comes to mind for me is that free safety spot. Gibson's going to be the starter, but who's after that, right?
Peyton Thompson come to mind. Josh Evans. Yeah. I mean, Evans is a guy who's been around here and started some games.
Right.
Thompson last year was a nickel back. He's probably better suited to play deep in the secondary. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got some names. You've got some guys who are fighting, not just, by the way, you know, in the nickel defense or in the base defense, but for special teams roles too.
Yep. It feels like Peyton Thompson's going to be that guy, and it sort of feels like Josh Evans is on the bubble. Man, I don't know that they're going to keep that many safeties to have all those guys make it. I kind of look at tight end, where you've got Anil Sterling, Ben Koyak, Nick Jacobs are guys you're talking about. I wonder about Anil Sterling because I think he's a guy who's going to play a big role in this offense maybe over the course of the next 3 years. I don't know that he's going to play a big role on September because he's making that move from wide receiver to tight end. He's got to learn that. But, Brian, you talk about a guy who is prototypical for that spot. He may be a real late-round find for this team who can produce over the next few years.
Well, and you can look at a lot of different places. They probably keep 10 defensive linemen, mm-hmm. so you're talking about the Michael Bennett's of the world. You know, Avery Jones got a deal, but it's not all guaranteed. Tyler Shatley competing at center and guard, depending on what happens at left tackle. There are going to be some really interesting guys who the Jaguars are really going to have to work through and around to figure out how their roster is put together right down to the 53.
A few more of these specialty roles. We know the first two running backs, who they're going to be, Ivory and Yeldon. But who's going to be the third guy to come in? Maybe a third down pass rusher. How many do you have on the field at one time? Those are some question marks too, right?
Well,
now.
And, you know, it's interesting. Denard Robinson's a guy who's been around here, whom they have a good deal of affection for some of the things that he's able to do. But, boy, do you let a guy like Corey Grant, who can also return kicks, who's got great speed, he showed us in Washington in the preseason last year.
I think that job comes down to who returns kicks.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're going to know that until we see them return kicks during the preseason. I wonder, you mentioned the Leo position, JP. I kind of think they're going to keep two. And I don't think they're going to keep anybody after that because you can move Ryan Davis, you can move Scoot over into that role. That's their depth at that position. I kind of think it's unique. Ngakoue and Dante Fowler Jr., and then moving the autos over.
A couple years ago, we were trying to figure out how you're going to fill out the 53.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Look how far it's come.
I don't think the cuts are going to be that hard, but that's just me. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time in the summer to get to that. Something we mentioned on Jaguars.com Live earlier this week, Blake Bortles. What does he have to work on? How can he take this team further? What can he work on in this next month to get ready?
I've said from the beginning, I want to see more accuracy. You know, better accuracy, better ball placement. He didn't do a great job with that on the practice field. And I know he's a gunslinger.
Right.
He's that kind of a guy. But, you know, 56.5% is not upper echelon quarterback in terms of completion percentage.
I want to see him be a better decision maker at the line of scrimmage, show a better knowledge of the offense, better pocket presence, all these things that he showed signs of last year, but he understandably was not an elite level last year. You don't get to an elite level in your second year on those things. It's the grasping of the offense, the ability to see it, the ability to make the right reads. That's where the offensive efficiency will go up. But he does need to increase those percentage points by maybe 5 or 6. Get over 60, see it better at the line, and he's going to make a huge step this year.
There you have it. We're in the heat of the summer on Jags of the Roundtable.